Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
The King of Mkolokolo. The King of Mkolokolo was a rich man. He had everything that his heart desired. But he was not happy. He was worried about his people. The people of his village, who worked in the fields, had started disappearing. The king was afraid that the snake of Mkolokolo was back. He called a village meeting. He called grandfathers and grandmothers, mothers and fathers, and boys and girls. Everyone came to hear what he had to say.
"I will catch the snake,"
shouted one man in the crowd. His name was Sello, and next to him was his big dog. Sello and his dog went to the fields. They never came back again. A few days later, Juma, the farmer, arrived at the king's kraal with a big cage.
"I will catch that snake,"
he told the king confidently. Juma went to the fields with his big cage. He never came back again. A few weeks later, He Shane, who was a well-known rugby player, arrived at the palace. With a deep voice, he told the king,
"I can catch the snake."
He Shane went off into the field, showing off his strong muscles. He never came back again. The king called another village meeting. He called grandfathers and grandmothers, mothers and fathers, and boys and girls. Everyone came to hear what he had to say.
"I will give my throne to anyone who catches the snake of Mkolokolo,"
declared the king. A soft voice was heard from the crowd. The king looked out to see who had spoken. A small girl emerged from the crowd and approached his throne. She was wearing torn clothes, shoes with holes, and a dirty hat. She told the king,
"I can catch the snake."
The crowd roared with laughter. No one could believe that a small girl like her could accomplish such a huge feat. But the king reassured her.
"If you catch the snake, I will surrender my throne to you."
Following morning, the girl left her hut while it was still dark. She carried a clay pot full of porridge on her head and left for the fields. The whole village waited for her to come back. When the sun was about to set, the people in the village heard a loud sound coming from the fields. They all fled and hid, but peeped through the windows and keyholes. They were terrified of the snake. From the field, emerged the small girl with her torn clothes, shoes with holes, and her dirty hat, carrying an empty pot in one arm and a snake on the other. She was followed by Hishane, Juma, Cello, and his dog, and all the other people in the village who had disappeared. The king asked her how she had managed to catch the snake. She said,
"I became its friend."
The girl was made queen of Mkolokolo, and the snake became her pet. Do you have a pet? How did you find the pet? Write into us.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.